Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast.
Two books from New York Times bestselling author Judith Dupré are available in our online bookstore. Skyscrapers, which is a celebration of the world's best super talls, and One World Trade Center, a behind-the-scenes look at this iconic building.
Skyscrapers and One World Trade Center can be purchased separately or together as a set, and both contain visually stunning photos. For more information and to order, visit elevatorbooks.com by clicking on the link in the show notes.
This is your daily industry news update for March the 21st, 2017. In today's news, Michael Ritter steps into a new role at ThyssenKrupp. A Hitachi safety controller is certified. Momentum continues in the Greenwich area of East London, and a 23-story mixed-use building is planned on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Michael Ritter, head of media relations at ThyssenKrupp Elevator, is stepping into a new role with the company on April 1st, joining ThyssenKrupp's material services team. In this role, he will be the first point of contact for material services, responsible for external and internal communications. Focused on global distribution of materials including carbon steel, stainless steel, non-ferrous metals, and plastics, Material Services has 480 sites in 40 countries. Until Ritter's successor in media relations is named, press inquiries may be sent to press.elevator@thyssenkrupp.com.
Lyft Institute recently certified Hitachi's PES02 safety controller according to EN 81-2050 and IEC 61508, following an eight-step process. The electronic safety controller is a Safety Integrity Level 3 certified electronic safety device intended to be applied as an add-on system independent from the Lyft control system. It is able to fulfill several safety functions, such as monitoring the normal slowdown of the machine in case of reduced buffer stroke, ascending car overspeed detection, and detection of unintended car movements with open doors.
Tall building momentum in East London's Greenwich Peninsula that includes plans for a Santiago Calatrava design trio of towers is continuing in the form of a quartet of residential towers ranging from 5 to 28 stories approved by the Royal Borough of Greenwich, World Architecture News reports. All seven are being developed by Knight Dragon, with design of the latest four by Allison Brooks Architects. Consisting of 28 and 17-story towers on the southwest portion of the site, and 12 and 5-story towers on the northeast, the development is set to include approximately 400 residences.
A mixed-use development originally planned at 31 stories at 2900 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles's Koreatown is now set to be 23 stories with plenty of podium, the Architects newspaper reports. Designed by LA's Large Architecture and developed by Jameson Services, the L-shaped structure will have a paneled variegated facade and contain approximately 640 residences, 10,000 square feet of commercial space, 5,500 square feet of restaurant space, and 1,124 parking spots in a six-story podium, despite the fact the structure will be close to a new metro station. Construction is expected to take 32 months from the time of groundbreaking, which has not yet been set.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for daily news, Elevator World product videos, and more.